Do you still believe these ridiculous tech myths? By Eric Griffith in PC Magazine, January 18th. Fact and fiction frequently collide when it comes to the technology we use in our daily lives, but we're here to set the record straight. Smartphones take pictures as well as full-frame cameras. The best camera is the one you have with you, of course. And the camera we always have on hand is the smartphone. You can look at the amazing specifications of a modern smartphone camera. The Samsung Galaxy S21 has a 108 megapixel sensor and feel very good about the shots you'll take. Just don't kid yourself that you can't do better with a dedicated interchangeable lens camera. The more megapixels means a better picture myth is one we try to dispel often. It's the sensor size inside the camera that matters more. It's one reason so many people, as many as 86% in a survey done as recently as 2019, think their high megapixel smartphone could beat a professional level camera. Perhaps more likely these days is the belief that all the revolutionary tech inside a smartphone camera makes it just as good. That tech falls under the umbrella of computational photography, where imaging tech enhances or extends your digital photography capabilities. Shooting a 360-degree view of the landscape or getting the shallow depth of field bokeh effect, all without a big fancy camera, are good examples of what computational photography can do. That's all great, but think about it. Have you ever seen a professional photographer use a smartphone at a wedding, on the sidelines of the big game, or at a model's photo shoot? Not likely. Of course, pro equipment can require pro skills. You have to learn about exposure, shutter speed, aperture, and ISO settings. And the lens selection on a smartphone is, well, limited. If you can't master a high-end camera, using a phone camera might indeed mean better pictures. From you, at least.